beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Some of the most precious memories I have are associated with nature. I was so pulled into the beauty of it that I didn't even take a picture of it. Didn't even think of taking one. The pictures would have been a distraction because I was just captivated by the sheer beauty of the moment. I just stood still, didn't move a bit, because I felt that if I move, the moment will pass and the beauty will be gone forever. So I stood still, even trying to hold my breath, as the picture-perfect moment unfolded before me in all its glory. The first image is that of a lake on a full moon night. The water was still, and the white moonlight shimmered on the waters. It was quiet all around, and the smell of still waters was all around me. Then it got a little cloudy, the moonlight still filtering through the lake waters. And it was raining too. The water began to dance, sparkling white drops, glittering all around me. It was a sudden change from the silence and stillness to the vibrant dance of droplets all around me. It was pure delight. I watched it unfold and forgot all about me. The second image is when I was abroad in a country which had snow all through winter. One day, soon as the winter began, it started snowing. I was out walking one night around the park near my home, and there it was. It was a full moon night with hardly any clouds. A clean sky and a full moon that shed white light on the snow-covered park ahead of me. It was so otherworldly. It was so tranquil, so silent that I didn't even realize that I was holding my breath. I didn't want to disturb the moment. I felt like an intruder, an outsider disrupting a moment of absolute bliss. So I tried to be invisible, quiet, and absorb the beauty for me to remember forever. Have you had such moments? What is your most memorable image of nature? An image where there are no people, just you and the quiet nature around. Is there a moment that feels like a vivid dream that you think you will carry with you into your old age or maybe even to your deathbed? You might have memories that you cherish, maybe with lots of people in it. Maybe it's the people that matters the most to you. But maybe you should look around for those moments of solitude too. Not in your bedroom with your gadgets moments, but moments with nature, where the air is fresh and makes you feel as if you're squeaky clean, and you see ahead of you nothing but a vast space that makes you insignificant, as if you are not even there. Makes you feel calm and quietens your thoughts, and then you remember it forever. Let me tell you, you will thank me for the suggestion. So go ahead and make the date with nature now.